T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, I'm not even going to lie. It is, even with, so here's where I am, just so you know where my head is today. Come into the show, I'm firing on all cylinders because the UM schedule was released and then they got this unbelievable commit, Leonard Taylor. And then all of a sudden, you know, 3 o'clock, we see Gregory Rousseau, who is UM's best player, best defensive player, certainly opts out for the season, which I don't blame him. So then now I'm vacillating between happy and sad, but then everybody's doing the fish, and then I start thinking about the Marlins, who have me happy. So this makes me happy again. So we'll go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline here. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Todd Hollinsworth, a World Series champion with the Marlins in 2003 and now the TV analyst for the Marlins on Fox Sports Florida, is joining us. And I think we made fun of you before the season on opening night when you said the Marlins have a legitimate shot. And now you're looking brilliant. But in all honesty, you look like a soothsayer all of a sudden. In all honesty, can you extrapolate the first 6 games to a 60-game season? Or should we just slow our roll a little bit right now, enjoy what's going on with the Marlins, and we'll worry about the season as it continues?
Well said. I like where you're at in that the second part. So, yeah, trying to predict the 60 games. Even weeks ago when we talked about it, opening day, believe me, I don't think there's anybody in South Florida that really lives with the optimism I generally live with, even when it comes to the Marlins and how they can play. I believe that if things go right in this sport, that things can go your way. And I think that's really what's going on right now. I'm not one that's going to even pretend that I'm going to advertise the Marlins as the most talented team on the field. We're watching what Aaron Judge is doing with the Yankees. We look around baseball. We're seeing a lot of great things going on with a lot of great stars. The Marlins have some guys who are below the radar right now playing good baseball, but they're not beating themselves. And that is half the battle in the game of baseball, is don't beat yourself.
And Todd, you played for a long time, man. I have to question practice now. The Marlins were sitting up in a hotel for 2 weeks, and they come, bro, you have to question practice now. Is that legit?
Hey, like me and AI, right? Allen Iverson, practice, this is practice. You know what? There is a, it is amazing because that is probably a conversation that's so long that we couldn't have it on air. Baseball, we're notorious for overworking. I mean, guys love to hit. Guys love to get to the field early. Guys love to, hang around, play cards. Like, the clubhouse is a place for the guys. I mean, they love it, generally. I mean, these kids are getting – I mean, my beautiful wife used to be like, Todd, why are you going to the field at 2 o'clock? I mean, you guys are there, like, you're just all hanging out. I know you are. There's no way you're, like, taking batting practice for 3 hours. And these guys today – get there even earlier. They get there at like noon. I mean, they're like worse than we ever were, and it's amazing. But, here's the thing. This has, I think, freed up their minds a little bit. It really just made this a little bit more carefree because the extenuating circumstances are a big deal. It's no joke what they're dealing with. And I think what's allowed them to just kind of sit back and take a very, very difficult game and kind of look at it more like we did when we were in Little League. And I think that they're kind of playing with that freedom. Even in this Baltimore series, and listen, I'm not going to sit here and tell everybody in South Florida that the Baltimore Orioles are the greatest team in the world, but you know, they did just sweep the Rays before the Marlins came to town, and they were playing really good baseball. And the Marlins have just absolutely handled them so far through three games, and they look like a far superior team with less recognizable names.
Should we get rid of pitch counts also? Should we, like, all the stuff we think we know about baseball? Like, I mean, Pablo Lopez was throwing a ball against a pillow in a hotel. Like, who cares about pitch counts anymore?
I was saying this stuff on air last night, sitting there thinking to myself, like, how did that actually go? I mean, like, did you really, like, let it go at 100% from, like, 10 feet away into a mattress? Like, is this, like, what, you know? And I tried to kind of get that out of him. We had Michael Hill on in the second game in about halfway through in the third inning. And I'm saying to him, I'm thinking, I'd have lost my mind. I'd have climbed out a window. There's no doubt I would have tried to do something. I could not have been locked in my room for 7 to 10 days being told, hey, all we got are Zoom calls. I mean, like, it's like – and here they are, you know, playing some of the greatest baseball in baseball right now, and they have a fantastic record of 5-1.
I don't want to produce your television broadcast because I was watching last night, but Mike Hill sounded like he was on the moon when you guys were talking to him. It was very
well.
Somebody needs
going on there. I mean, you got to listen. Everybody's got to roll with everybody. I mean, we're in Miami. They're in Baltimore. Those poor guys. Listen, man, they haven't even had a home opener yet. I mean, these guys are going to play. I mean, at least 10 games before they even come home. I mean, these guys have been on the road all year. I mean, it's unbelievable. I go down to Marlins Park every day, and it's, you know, there's like eight of us in that entire ballpark.
So explain to us, though, Todd Hollinsworth is with us. You won a World Series. You were Rookie of the Year 1 year, but you've been analyst for the Miami Marlins here. And we all, like, when they started playing again Tuesday night, Crowder and I were certain that Baltimore was going to kick the snot out of them just from the fact that they weren't able to do anything. Like you say, they were locked in their hotels. So explain the best you can what the hell is going on. The Marlins are 5-1. They've won three from Baltimore with a chance to make it a four-game sweep tonight. How's this happening?
Well, I mean, if you go back to game one, I mean, which was, I believe, a 4-0 victory. I mean, the pitching has been good. You know, part of what I think is going on is that Baltimore has let up. Baltimore played a real strong series against Tampa Bay. They looked across the field and they said, okay, we're going up against a team that has not played in a week. We should roll right over them. They took a day off on Monday, just like the Marlins had been off for an extended period of time. Well, the Marlins kind of came out, as I mentioned, kind of carefree and, you know, just kind of rolling with things. The pitching has allowed them to play at least tied or slightly ahead all series long, and then the defense has been really good. I mean, that's the one thing that you can control. I mean, I know that they haven't been, you know, taking ground balls in the hotel, but they're not beating themselves, guys. That's what I meant when I first jumped on, was that, listen, they're not, you know, you would expect the Marlins to go out there and say maybe make two or three mistakes defensively that would lead to a big inning for the Baltimore Orioles. Well, that hasn't happened yet. You'd think that there would be some spots offensively where, you know, maybe they get a couple of guys on, runners on second and third, nobody out, one out, and they don't do the job. We had one example of that last night. It turned into a two-run inning. You know, these guys are – listen, they're not winning 9-0 every night. It's just been some good pitching, some momentum, some excitement, and, you know, you kind of prey on what the Orioles are. I've said it a few times on air tonight, or during the series. I probably will say it again tonight. You watch the Orioles when they get behind, and young teams tend to do this, guys. They get a little impatient as the game goes on, especially when they're chasing, you know, 1-0 and 2-0, you know, deficits. So as this game is moving on, I mean, I believe it was Kinsler in game one, and he almost had a 5-pitch ninth in a 1-run game. I mean, that's unheard of for a closer. I mean, nobody tried to work him. I mean, the Orioles were just up swinging the bats, ready to rock and roll. I mean, they were all trying to, you know, swing for the fences, and, you know, Brandon just made pitches and it was good to go. So that's what's going on right now. They're not beating themselves. They're not asking too much of themselves. Nobody's, you know, carrying the burden as far as, you know, maybe the offense is concerned. Everybody's contributing. And I'll add one more thing, which has been really, really impressive to me. The acquisitions, guys, the Dickersons, the, you know, Jesus Aguilar, Francisco Cervelli. I mean, these guys are playing good baseball, but their attitudes and their passion is so recognizable, even for me here down in Miami, watching them that it's contagious. It is absolutely fun to watch these guys play, and it's rubbing off on the younger guys.
And Todd, it leads me into my next question. With these names, and I'll be honest, I watched in the Mike Hill interview and all, and Hawk hit it on the head. I didn't understand what the hell Mike was saying, but I've been watching, man. And there's, and Todd, there's names out there. There's guys out there that we've never seen before. Is this special for the Marlins? Like, could another team just pull guys up, or do you want to give a lot of credit to the Mike Hills and to the organization for having that next man up mentality? But Todd, the next man up was ready to play baseball.
Right. No, that's 100%. That is 100% the answer. This is not doable for everybody. This is kind of creating a way. I tried to ask that question as quickly as I could to kind of extrapolate it from Mike, but it was hard to do because, again, you know, he's with the team and, you know, as you mentioned, the communication, everything else is a little bit off. But, you know, the point is that they're kind of creating a way, and Derek Jeter has promoted this since taking over the team that, you know, we're going to do this together and we're going to do it away. And if you're going to be part of our organization, you're going to buy into it. So it does create an expectation when you come over, a level of play, a level of energy, a level of focus. All of those things are, you know, integral, you know, things that you want to be bringing to the field every day for yourself personally. But when it's on a collective level, there, you know, it kind of creates an accountability between you and your teammates. And I feel like we're seeing that, especially with the guys who just came over. As I was mentioning, like, you know, we've gotten a pretty good glimpse of Corey Dickerson, right, over the first couple of weeks. I mean, this guy's putting together good at-bats. He's having good ball games. You can tell that he's playing with some excitement and some pep in his step. Well, Francisco Cervelli, another player that, you know, he's been around the league for a long time. He's been a Pirate forever. You know, we get him, and he really hasn't had a good run in a little while. And let's be honest, Pittsburgh wasn't convinced that he could even still catch. He's catching big games for us, and he's out there. He's throwing guys out from his knees. He's had a, you know, he's had a big home run. Aguilar last year, down year, ends up on two teams. Milwaukee moves on from him. The Rays move on from him. This is a guy that was an all-star back in 2018, but we're getting the 2018 version, at least in the early going, and not the 2019 version. So all of these things are, like, contagious. And, you know, Brian Anderson looks like, man, the time that he missed last year didn't matter. He's back. He's putting together – that at-bat he had in game two last night, that little slow roller through the right side, that's so strategic. I mean, that's, you know, he sees what's going on in front of him and he executes. He didn't hit a rocket through there. He just a little slow roller basically drives in the game-winning run. And so there you have it. You know, these guys are just playing smart baseball. They're playing together, and they're going to try and ride this out. I don't think anybody in the organization, myself included, but he would even try to tell you guys, all right, everybody, jump on board. What street are we parading down at the end of the season? That's not the way that, you know what I mean? It's like, come on. They're playing great baseball right now. Hopefully they'll get a win tonight. They're going to, they got a favorable matchup tonight. Wade LeBlanc, you know, former Marlin from about, you know, 5 or 6 years ago, you know, he throws 86, 87 miles an hour. He's put up 4.5 ERAs the last few seasons. You know, he's a 35-year-old guy. He's a smart guy. He knows how to pitch, but he's not going to blow you away. I mean, the Marlins have a chance to score some runs tonight. If Yamamoto does his thing, I mean, they have a chance to sweep a four-game series.
Would be unbelievable. After a week and a half layoff and no practice, by the way. Is there any part of you, and obviously you played the game for a long time, is there any part of you where you look and you go, two seven-inning games, you know, where it's a little diminished what they did yesterday?
No, not at all. Not at all. Guys, this is what I was kind of clinging to early on when I was explaining to you. We talked just before opening day, and it's a 60-game season, man. Like, there are so many rules that you might as well just throw out the window with baseball. I mean, this is just one of those years where normal isn't the answer. There's just nothing about it that is. And, you know, in some regards, you could even say winning five of the first six for the Marlins, that's not normal. I mean, you know, let's be honest. They're playing good baseball. It's collective. They have less recognizable names than they've had in years past. And they're playing almost like, what's the saying? Play for the name on the front, not the name on the back. I mean, it's so collective right now. And, you know, it feels like that's who they are. That's what I'm clinging to. Their schedule gets an awful lot tougher as the season goes on. But if there was any chance that these guys were going to be, well, Paul said it. Severino, my partner, said it. He said it well. We were talking about this right around opening day. Each one of these wins is like 1.5, just kind of based on a full season. So, you know, they win tonight. They're 6-1, guys. It's, you know, that's more like a 12-2 start.
Crazy.
Todd Hollingsworth. So, you know, listen, you know, ride it out as long as you can. But here's the thing. if they can get off to the hot start and then just essentially, you know, if you can just hover around 500 for a while, you do have a legitimate shot at making the postseason.
Yeah, expanded postseason. No, they're doing it. They're fun. That the best part is that it's fun. Like, I mean, you if you said to me that I'd be sitting there watching a Marlins doubleheader after they hadn't played for a week and a half, like, I'd have thought that they were going to get clubbed on Tuesday and they'd come out and get clubbed game one, and they've just been fun. So I'm looking forward to tonight, man. You give me a four-game sweep in Baltimore.
You want to know what it was like for me when I got to the field yesterday? We got to the field yesterday. We were like, "Who's playing?" Like, we're learning the roster as this has gone along as well. I mean, we've got guys coming out of the bullpen that, I mean, that's how much this COVID has affected this team and this organization. I mean, we showed the board early, you know, after they came back before the first game, and we were like, "Oh my gosh!" I mean, we're looking at the roster turnover from the Philly series, and guys, you wouldn't believe it. I mean, it's like I said to Mike Hill. Pablo's our ace right now. Pablo Lopez is our ace right now. He's pitching out of the one spot in the rotation.
I think it would be great if the rest of the pitchers in the rotation were warming up in the bullpen against mattresses and pillows. Like, just do what he's doing, because he looked great.
Hey, man, listen, we are creatures of habit, and if we find something that works, we tend to stick to it. So, listen, it might be an easy year moving forward, because I'm not sure there'll be a whole lot of early work, but the hotel mattresses are going to take a beating.
Oh, my goodness. Todd Hollinsworth. Watch him tonight, Fox Sports Florida. Him, Paul Severino. They will be on the call as the Marlins go for the inexplicable four-game sweep against Baltimore off a week and a half rest. Not rest, but rest being essentially on house arrest in a hotel. What a crazy story the Marlins have been this season so far. But hope they keep doing what they're doing. Thank you for making time for us, Todd. Have a good broadcast tonight.
Always. Thanks so much, guys. Tune in. Enjoy the run while we got it going on.
Will do. Todd Hollinsworth there, former Marlin World Series champ, current analyst as well. They are fun, right? I mean, I'm not making that up. They're fun.
No, and I was amazed. I didn't have time to ask him, but they used 9 pitchers last night, Hawk. I had to look it up. Guys in and out. Yeah, it was impressive.
And 7-inning games. Like, the whole season is so bizarre, but I'm into it. But you know what? Give me any team that's winning. Like, you know, I honestly, had Inter Miami done this at the tournament? You know what I mean? Like, give yourself any winning team. You get excited about that team. And then make it a team that you didn't expect them to be a winning team. And it makes it even that much more fun. So, yeah, I'm enjoying this while it lasts.
And we're hearing this in a number of sports, Hawk, because we talk to hockey people, baseball, football, we talk to everybody, where there are going to be some guys you don't know that step up during these, you know, fanless games, this weird season. And I think the Marlins are benefiting from that, where guys are just stepping up when it's very weird. Go make a ball. Go make a play. Go hit a ball. Do what you think.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.